Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, you can always interact with us on the Ben and Skin Listener Facebook page. Just search Ben and Skin Listeners. It's a group, and it was created on Facebook. We love interacting with our listeners there. It's a great way to stay connected. And there was a post there yesterday from a guy named John Camarillo. John Camarillo. That's probably how you pronounce it, right?
Camarillo.
It's John, though. So John Camarillo.
Hey, John.
Or it's John Camarillo. And he said, so, really quick, not to get banned, but why is everything that Skin says never gets challenged? He always says things like he is right. I love the show, but just curious. Then Ziggy, our head mod, who's awesome, said muted for even questioning Skin's omnipresence.
Yeah,
so we dealt with that immediately, Skin. I'm sorry that it happened.
Why did he get muted? He should have been banned from Facebook.
He was actually had Facebook taken away from him.
Good.
And we sent agents over to his house. He's been evicted.
Yeah, I'm glad he notices who's in charge. But fall in line, John. All right? Get your act together, you ass.
Yeah.
I'm very important, and everything I say is right. So understand that, and if you have a problem with it, take your ass on down the dial to Jeff K and question him, bitch.
Please pull that.
This has been brought to you by... Oh, sorry. does the sponsor want to be a part of that?
No.
You know what? I wish to be challenged more. John is right. I should be challenged more. Just because I say things very authoritatively, only 30 to 35% of what I say is accurate. I just say it very authoritatively, and everyone's like, oh, he must be right.
Including
he said
that stat, 35%.
Yeah, I'm like, 35 sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
We're all just like, yeah, no, that's good.
Man, listen how confident he is. I'm never going to challenge that. So I respect John. No, I don't. I don't respect him.
I
screw
do.
Him.
He's my new leader. I love you, John. You're a badass.
He'll likely wander out into a street drunk.
Yeah, thank you for handling that, too, Ziggy. We love you. But right now, it's time for this.
Thank you, friends. So this morning, usually the way our works at the house, what happens is our son sometimes rides the bus.
Okay.
Okay. If he doesn't ride the bus, mama has to take him to middle school. All right. And then normally the daughter gets taken to high school by the wife, but there's something going on with high school now. Now, I don't think this is just Alan. I'm assuming this is happening at the high school your son goes to. There's a lot of off periods.
Really?
Yes. My daughter goes to school. She has to arrive by 9:50.
That's amazing.
All right.
Okay.
So I was always like, wait, what? I don't understand. 9:50, I think when I went to school, I'd already been to two classes by then.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, for one of her off periods, did you hear what I said? One of her off periods, it just happened to be the first one. So she doesn't go to school till 9:50.
It's not homeroom, right?
There's something like that, and I forget what they call it, but that thing is like an hour and a half in the middle of the day, and then she has an off period after it. So sometimes she leaves school early, depending on what she's done. And it very much sounds like a college schedule.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's why they did all that, but it's still pretty confounding. Like, I'm like, man, I don't understand this world. And so today there was a mishap, and someone, she had to go to school early for some reason, and someone was supposed to pick her up, and it didn't happen, and my wife had a scheduled thing, so I was, hey, can you make sure to take Maya to school this morning, which I have not taken her to school this year. I was like, sure, no problem. And then my daughter was like, hey, we need to go early so we can go buy Starbucks first.
Of course.
Of course, we have to go buy Starbucks.
ESL. First.
And there's a Starbucks across the street from the school, okay? So it was like, so what it did was it provided, my daughter is now working. She got a job, and she's usually working after school. So there's 3 or 4 days a week where I just don't see my daughter at all. So this was a good opportunity to chit-chat and connect and find out what's going on
and catch up
in her world. My wife is always very plugged in. I never know what's going on. And I always get it secondhand, and then they always start throwing these names out of all these kids that I've never met, and I'm like, now, wait a minute, who is Ileana? Oh, Dad, she came through like a month ago. Like, come on, you horse's ass. I'm like, I'm sorry.
I think that's just normal dad stuff.
Yeah, I just, God, there's so much to keep up with, and I'm sorry. And so anyway, so I got to catch up with her, and it was awesome. And we got through the Starbucks line pretty quick, and so we had an opportunity to sit in the parking lot for 10 minutes and eat our Starbucks breakfast sandwiches and not do anything. And so she's steering me on where to go. So we went and we parked in the senior parking lot.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay.
Now, Ben, do you remember how, when we were in high school, if you got your, for me, I didn't get my driver's license until the very end of my sophomore year. So I didn't have a car my sophomore year. So I had a car my junior and senior year. And then there was priority, and the parking lot was always just filled with cars. So my junior year, I'd have to go park on the other side of that playground that was east of the parking lot. The parking lot would be filled up with seniors, and then, you know, I'd have to go park out on the street until I was a senior and got priority or whatever.
Right.
But it was very difficult for cars to even fit. And I remember Ben and I went, you always talk about this idea of how neighborhoods change over time, and then later becomes this idea of gentrification, et cetera, et cetera. But I remember my whole high school life, the parking lot was filled with cars from high school kids that had their own car, which always says a lot about the neighborhoods
right. That
feed into this.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of kids that worked themselves and paid for their own car. There's also a lot of kids whose parents gave them a car.
And then there's people who gave their kids very expensive cars.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. Mm. But yeah, I was given a car by my parents that I did not earn. It was a new car, and I drove a new car when I was 16 years old.
Fancy.
Yeah.
I got a used one.
I had to pay for the gas. My parents paid for the insurance and the car.
Yeah.
So anyways, I remember when Ben and I went 4 years ago, we did a show at our high school. And we broadcast from the gym that we played sports in. And it was going to be sixth period. And so Bertner, you know, when Ben and I went to it, it was probably 70% white, 30% other. Other being African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Pac Islander, all these things. So it's very predominantly white, and it was very what you would call upwardly mobile suburban life. And so I remember we went and prepped for the show, and I remember looking at the clock and going, dude, we go on the air at 3. We've got to get to the school right now. We're never going to find parking. Like, dude, we're not going to find parking. We pull up at the school at 2:45, and we pull into that parking lot that we used to not have parking for. There was about 40 cars in it. And I remember going, Wait. Oh, yeah.
What?
This is what happens. This is when we went and did that show at Bertner.
Yeah.
I remember, oh, yeah, this is what happens when, you know,
right. Generations
change. And the median income of the school starts lowering, and people can't afford cars. There was no cars in the parking lot.
I was going to ask how much 40 is, because I don't know how big this parking lot is.
It was
40's not
massive.
A lot.
It was nothing.
Okay.
Right. It was nothing, and
it's
was
like a Crandall parking lot.
Most of the kids, and I remember we were talking to the football coach. They're like, "Man, a lot of kids can't play football because they have to work after school."
Oh my gosh! Mm-hmm.
And a lot of kids were riding buses to get to school, and all those things. And it was an example of how you know, economics changes over time and stats change over time and all those things. It was very eye-opening. I remember it happened to my dad, you know, with the high school he went to, and it changes over time. And now it's like, it's a 10% white school and all this stuff. And it was interesting to see it happen to the school that we went to. It was very eye-opening. Well, we live in Allen, very upwardly mobile. And it's actually, the demographics are very much like a Cedar Hill or a Duncanville or something like that. It's very mixed racially, very mixed ethnically. But the senior parking lot that we pulled into this morning was about 60% full. And I was like, she goes, yeah, we can park in here for now. Now, if it was 30 minutes later, we wouldn't be able to find a parking spot.
Huh.
Like, really? Because all the seniors have their off periods
right.
in the morning. And so there's probably 1,800 seniors.
I texted my son. He doesn't have any off periods.
Okay.
So I don't know. I guess they don't have that in Prosper.
So they're like doing the college schedule. And so there's probably 1,800 seniors at Allen High School. And apparently a lot of them don't get there till after 10 o'clock.
That's not even fair.
Is that not insane or what?
Oh, my gosh.
Are they doing that because of overcrowding and they're trying to figure out ways to make it less crowded?
That could be. That could be part of it. Or it could be that they're training them for college.
Yeah.
And you come and go and have certain responsibilities and fill your job obligations around all of that. And it was just really amazing. But the other fun part was sitting in that high school parking lot and looking at all the cars. And she goes, oh, yeah, so a lot of times all the little BMWs will park together over there.
Oh, my God.
And all the big giant trucks will park together. These cars park together based on what kind of cars they are.
It's insane.
It is insane. And then we watched this one car pull up in front of us, and this guy got out of it on the passenger side to stretch. And then he wandered into the school. And then about seven minutes later, a girl got out of the other side.
Oh, no.
And she got out and started walking. And I was like, did you see that? She goes, yeah. I go, do you know that? She goes, yeah, it's so-and-so. And I go, now, how do you know her? Well, everybody knows her because she does a lot of Molly. She goes.
Oh, wait, like a drug?
She goes, she's probably the real representation of whatever you think euphoria is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they talk about things very matter-of-factly. Like we were talking about this, there's a good listener that had hit me up because his child is trans.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving his, I heard what you guys had to say about Chappelle, and I have some different opinions, and I'd like to share them with you. And I was like, all right, here's my number. Call me this weekend. I'm just too busy during the week. But one of the things that you and I have talked about, kids talk about sexuality very differently than the way you and I processed it when we were teenagers. Like, I remember I had a friend that by the time we got to junior high, I realized he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately, I was not friends with him anymore because I was not mature enough to handle it. I was too insecure to have a gay friend because what is everybody going to say about me?
Yeah.
You know? And so, but now, man, at least the way I experience it through my daughter's social circles, oh, yeah, he's gay, and he's bisexual, and she's trans, and they just talk about it very matter-of-factly, and it's not a big deal to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so fascinated about how different life is. This is just one generation later than us. I mean, you and I had kids later in our mid-30s, you know, right? But it's really just one generation later. They just view they're growing up in the same environment you and I grew up in. We both live in the suburbs. Ben and I's high school, our graduating class was 900, which was really big, and it was 5A.
That's huge,
and at the time, it was the biggest. Now, my daughter's is double that, but it's still the same idea. A big, giant high school in the suburbs, and just their worldview is so drastically different than
the
way...
They have 1,800 people in their class, like about that size?
Maya goes to a school of three grades. Our school is three grades and about 3,000 people. She goes to a school of about three grades and somewhere between 5,500 and 6,000.
Oh, my God.
It's very much like a junior college.
How many did you have in Crandall?
I graduated with like 120, maybe.
You know, in these situations, and Prosper is getting bigger and bigger, but they're going to do the Frisco model where they just keep adding high schools and keep spreading it out so there's not so many people at every high school. And, you know, different. There's pros and cons to both styles, obviously. But for my son, it's like, so my 16-year-old, he's about to turn 16, school is so easy for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it was for you. And my middle child is more like me, where everything's a struggle, and I have spent 80% of my parental worry time on one child, and probably like my parents did.
Right.
But for Max, like Max is, like I'll walk in Max's room, I'll go check on him or something, and he's up at like 1 a.m. on a school night. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just watching this movie. I'm like, well, don't you have school tomorrow? Yeah. Okay, well, what do you have? And he's like, oh, I just got this, this, and this. It's an easy day. And so his lowest grade is like a 95.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to even try. And so really me paying my kids for their grades is because I'm trying to incentivize my middle child.
Right.
But I have to allow my older child to get paid too. So he's just banking.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's like I'll bump into one of his teachers or something. They're like, man, I got to always tell Max to quit, you know, buying and selling trading cards during the class. I'm like, oh, really? He's on his phone? Oh, is there a problem? I was like, no, he's great. He's always showing me the deals he's getting and stuff. I'm like, are his grades okay? Well, he's getting a 98. So I don't know what to do. Like, I'm
he knows what he's doing. You don't have to bother with that.
He knows what he's doing, but I'm like, if he was to, so if he just gets everything above a 95 and is just coasting, if he tried, would he get an academic scholarship? Or is that, I don't know. Like but I have to say, I'm happy with the results, so I don't ride him.
Right. No. I mean, I don't know that situation intimately enough, but I would probably go a little laissez-faire there and let that take its course.
Right.
That's what I do. It seems to be the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing I always worry about is just the social aspects of teenage life, especially it's accelerated so much in the way that social media impacts them. And that's where I spend the majority of my life, you know, fretting over the things that I fret about over the kids. And, you know, you always hear the stereotypes of how difficult it is for high school girls socially. And the things that my wife tells me, because my daughter's not going to share that stuff with me. Her and my wife are besties. But the things that my wife tells me, I'm just like, all right, you handle that and then pull me in when you need me. Because I don't want to go putting myself into that situation to her detriment. And there are friends of hers that podcast the show and listen to the show.
Really?
Yeah. There's some people that call Maya Skin's daughter. It's like they think that's really funny and amusing. And she, you know, has gotten cool with it, you know. But it's like, It's just so difficult because, and I think a lot of the parents are so immature because they're still stuck in a high school mentality, and they're very much living their high school lives through their kids socially and all those things. And it's like, I don't know if my wife would be doing that if her high school experience was different. My wife, she was like, her mom was an immigrant. My wife, you know, could skip school whenever, and she could call the school imitating her mother speaking in broken English and just get away with whatever.
Wow.
And so she just didn't go to school. She was like me in that, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want to go to school. And so, you know, neither one of us really have that desire to go be involved in all of that. So it's really up to my wife to sort through that with the relationship with Maya and then pull me in as needed.
Yeah, dude, I'm worried. Like, I hear these horror stories. My daughter, you know, she's about to be 11. So I'm, you know, I have the two boys going ahead of her.
Right.
And I think it's got to be even more challenging for you to have your oldest be a girl, because I think it's going to be way tougher on girls.
I think it is.
Than it is on boys.
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
I mean, my boys have both been in situations where they've been bullied or whatever, but it's not hardcore or anything. And even the bullying is mostly from their own friends who are trying to find their lane or whatever.
Right. That's all luck of the draw. Like, you know, for me growing up, I didn't really grow up around any bullies. Because, you know, I mean, I was a skinny kid. I would have gotten bullied. But we just didn't have any bullies. I got real lucky. And then by the time we started getting up in junior high and high school and all that kind of stuff, I mean, by that point, I'd sort of asserted myself socially to a point where I wasn't going to get bullied. But, man, I would have been a prime target in sixth or seventh grade. We just didn't have any bullies. I got lucky. That's all luck of the draw, all of that stuff. So, anyways, I'm just... I'm trying to be invested to the degree that I can without getting in her way, but I just find observing the modern high school existence to be absolutely fascinating because it is already so wildly different than what Ben and I went through. So there you go. All right, so Ben and Skin Show, it's the Mighty Eagle coming up next. Let's do the Today game. Right here on the Mighty Eagle.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.